T-Mobile.
At 4TFW. Guys in this morning.
There you go. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'm leaving a little bit early this morning. I got some stuff come in through the mail on some jobs that we're doing, and I was just going to get that to work and get it sorted out.
Good morning.
I'll say that again.
Nothing yet.
Going, he's probably already at the house.
He's just me, but I don't have no text or no. Well, wait a minute, I got a message here. Let me look.
W shut down earlier than they said they were going to, and I think I tell you that my son-in-law works for a company, Magna, that supplies parts for them. They've shut down for 2 weeks. But basically, it's 2 weeks with pay.
Yeah, works over there in a supply room at Magna, and that. But I think he's working. They're going to get the supply room straightened out. And yeah, my sister, she works out at BMW. They ran out of parts, and that, and they lost about 50,000 in sales, in car sales, and that. And so they're going to be cutting back to hours and that when they come back up.
They'll have to do something.
Asking about like when they go down for 4th of July and the other holidays, just extending those, you know, adding another week to each one and that to try to make up for the losses.
I saw this morning on the internet where we're not too far behind Italy.
I saw we got 82 new cases yesterday in South Carolina.
Do you know what the total in South Carolina is?
124 cases in South Carolina right now, predicting to have 8,000 by May. Find out something about when we can go back to work.
In your department, was it?
I believe he was in my group, but he worked night shift. So I really didn't have a, you know, he never goes in my office or anything. So I think I'm all right. But I think it's the guy that his girlfriend was running a fever when he came to work. And then she went to the hospital and then she had it. And then I think he started having some symptoms. And then they sent him to be tested. And they think he's going to have it too.
Wow, and the girlfriend tested positive. Now that's the same thing that happened. One of the things happened over at Magna. That might be one of the reasons they closed up too. They had a case over there.
You're going to see it just popping up everywhere now. And I think our trouble yesterday was trying to find somebody to, you know, that would clean it. I found a couple of people, but they must have been booked up and couldn't get to it for a few days.
Week, or what you looking at?
I really don't know. I mean, there's some people that can come in and fog it, and I don't know how long you have to leave it down. They were kind of hoping they might be started back up by Saturday, but I guess it all depends on when they, you know, how quickly somebody can get there, because there are only a few companies that can do it. They're all booked up. They're running out of chemicals, and that, so it could be a minute or two.
4PO T-Mobile.
Morning.
What's everybody got going on?
Drinking coffee and talking you guys in.
Good plan. You heard anything about when you're going back?
I was telling Mike they were trying to find somebody that could do it. They're all booked up. Chemicals are starting to get scarce, and there's a lot of difference between cleaning a Chick-fil-A and cleaning 160,000 square feet.
Is anybody still over there at the plant?
I think there might be a couple of management in there today, but there's no workers or anything. They were going to get some maintenance guys to stay last night, you know, kind of just fire watch and that, but I think they were kind of bowing up because everybody else was getting paid coronavirus pay, and they were having to work for their pay.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, we were supposed to go, we're supposed to send one of our guys over there to go look at a trailer today. It's got some damage to it, but I guess if, I don't know how that's going to work now.
They pull down at the warehouse. You going to the factory or to the warehouse?
It's a Penske trailer.
On that one, so I don't really know. I got a text about 20 to 12 yesterday for a meeting. We went into a meeting. They said the plant was closing at 2 o'clock. So that, I don't even know if that included the warehouse. Be at the warehouse because I think they got all the product that we've made recent on hold.
Yeah, I guess we'll just check in and see before we head over there.
There's somebody over there at Magnum.
It's for the company that that Valen, that you bought that hand sanitizer from, and there's about five or six of those employees over there that run the supply room and all the spare parts and everything, and so he's the lead guy over there. His name's Mike.
Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to talk Mike into getting everybody 2 weeks off with pay. That'd be, I'd come shoot for 6 weeks, but I don't know that he'll go for that.
Shoot, I'd do 8 right now if I had it.
Work with you.
Morning, bring in application.
Morning.
Morning, everybody. I'm done sitting in the driveway, so I ain't got nothing else to do.
Quit it this week.
Tall driver finally doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Money. Some lunch money or something.
Go double.
Sorry about that. I said I'd be slipping that guy a little bit of money. Keep him coming on in early.
And may have got a hold of him. Go ahead, Ken.
It'll be closed now and he can't stop there.
He got locked up.
About 2 more minutes to make another cup of coffee and I'll come back out here. KN4GFW.
Won't go and fix a cup of coffee, not even offer to bring us one.
I snag one when I get in.
The other morning I went in, got me a cup of coffee, fixed my breakfast, come back out here and sat and talked to y'all and had breakfast at the same time.
A cheddar biscuit.
I've gone in and made me some toast and fried me some eggs and put the eggs on top of the toast and got me some coffee and came back out to the truck.
I'm pretty thin.
Only like 4:30 in the morning that morning. What business been running? Y'all been staying busy or it slowed down or what?
Been steady this week. It actually kind of picked back up a little bit this week from last week. Last week was dead in the water type stuff. I mean, it was a drastic drop last week. And I'm sure a lot of it was just having to do with all the news kind of coming out on stuff where it really starting to crack down at the beginning of last week. And this week has actually been much better. Still not where we'd like to be, you know, where we're, you know, booking things days out in advance, but we're keeping everybody busy right now.
Did y'all were staying busy. Because y'all were, excuse me, y'all were one of the ones we need to stay open.
We need them trucks rolling. They stop, we're all in trouble.
Ken was saying we had 400 and something cases, and by May they project 8,000.
Yesterday, you can go to the DHEC website and you can see some of the graphs that they got out there. As of last night, we were actually ahead of the curve in a bad way. If you look at the graph, but yeah, they got some stuff out there that you can see. They got stuff broke down by ages and stuff like that on there. It's got some good info on that website right now.
What do you mean ahead of the curve in a bad way?
It's taken off faster than they thought it would.
Saying about the medical community being overwhelmed.
But that's what they're, you know, that's what they're trying to avoid. You know, as of right now, we're okay, but that could change very quickly.
Passing out that medicine could end all this mess.
Anything on that, you know, I thought they were supposed to start giving that stuff out Tuesday up there in New York, see what's going on. But I guess technically we've only had a day's worth in there, but maybe today we'll start hearing anything if it's showing any signs of being promising or not. I'm rolling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s, everybody. Stay safe and enjoy your day, and we'll catch you soon. KK4POT.
7-3, 10.
Ed's probably going to sneak in there and make him a pot while he's on the radio.
It's already made. I'll sit out here and gossip, and then I'll go in and get me a cup, sit down next to the HF.
Some automatic coffee makers.
Before you left, that's going to be extra stout, isn't it?
Huh.
You a coffee drinker?
Not much. She's got where she's drinking more coffee now that I switched over to that Black Rifle company.
And, you know, is there a certain brand of that Black Rifle company? They got Supremo or something?
Mild one they call Silencer. That's the one I buy because she doesn't like real strong coffee. And they've got several other different names for their coffee. I know they got one named Sniper and one Hand Grenade. And you just have to go on their site and take a look at it. But it's good coffee. For every bag you buy, they send a bag overseas to troops on the front lines.
You know, Walmart sells a coffee called Black Silk. It's pretty doggone good.
KM4NAP for ID. They also sell one called Charleston's Best, and it's made in Charleston. My boy Harold, he used to pull the coffee from the port to the company, and he said, you talking about smelling good, he said, back that trailer in, full of coffee beans and step out, and he said, all you could smell was those beans roasting.
Love the smell of coffee beans.
Into grinding his own beans. I never have ground my own beans. I need to try that one time.
Billy does, we buy the beans and then our coffee maker dries them. You know, I bought a air popper, popcorn popper, and bypassed the heat cutoff switch in it, and that will roast coffee just as sweet and nice as you want it. And I need to get that thing back out and buy me some green beans.
When you do, let me know. I'll come visit so I can sit there and smell them roast.
It's like a bakery. And I don't know why, but it's got a bread, doughy smell. Yeah, I'll have you up, and we'll roast a bucket of beans, and I'll show you how to do that, and then, good grief, you could roast your own. It's out there called Sweet Maria's, and they sell coffee roasters. They sell the green bean stuff. It's a little expensive, but... it's worth it. I normally get that Guatemalan bean, and I'm going to tell you something right now. When you roast that, you let it get through a second crack, it'll start cracking, and then it'll die down, and then it'll second crack, and they'll all start cracking as they get hot. But when I turn that thing off, it looks like they are soaked or covered in wax. It's that oil that's brought out. And you take them, throw them on a cookie sheet, and put them in the freezer. You got to cool them down pretty quick. And, man, Ed, I'll send some home with you. It's just, I might order some of that today so we can do that.
Know what my part of it will be, and we'll just split the cost of it. We're sipping on the cup. Come on in here. Enjoying a coffee more.
Company.
We can get together, but they ain't too scared. They don't know if I might be carrying it or not, you know?
Get this way. If I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna get it. If I'm not, I'm not.
Don't bring chicken anymore.
Okay, this way. I'm ready. I know where I'm going, so I ain't worried about it.
But I'm not going to put a possum costume on, run across 85.
I would love to see.
Make it to the other side.
Speak some big redneck, go by and say, Mom, did you see the size of that possum?
Somebody stews, what would happen?
Possum is just too greasy. I don't really care for it.
Struggle seeing that, you know, eating it and then seeing it in my mind running out of a dead animal.
Look at the catfish that you eat. Catch them in the lake. They've been munching on dead fish on the bottom. But that's why you take old possum and put him up and feed him. Cornbread and buttermilk for 2 weeks.
Kind of good for shooting.
Next up.
And laying it down, for God's sakes.
The next door, I have to wait. If everything gets really bad, I might have to catch him and try him.
Just make sure you got some sweet taters.
Darn thing. Maybe he's shutting down on Sunday. I think they're just, they don't have to order. A lot of people in this part of the country, the Northeast, is really hurting bad. I talked to some guys up there, man, it is bad. New York City is smoked. I mean, they've got so many problems up there. That open border policies up there is bad. Millions, they're going to have millions. It's bad up there, I'll just put it that way.
Now the plant's closed, just got to wait and see how long it's going to take to clean it up so we can get back to work. But then if you do it too soon, a couple other people get it, we'll be down again.
Well, I think they're going to knock it off. If we get to that, you know, it's not, there's antidotes for it. It's not really a big deal if we just, you know, you probably already been exposed to it anyway. So if you're in healthy shape, you're not going to have a problem. It's only the ones that are not.
What are you able to work at all from the house, or what you got planned?
anything that I can do at the plant from the house, and that computer-wise, that. But if the plant's not running, there's really not a ton I can do, and they're paying me to be off anyway. So, you know, I'll if they need some stuff to fight this virus or whatever, you know, I can do some purchase orders and look up some stuff and get some orders in for them, help them out that way. They just got to give me a call.
I'm going to come here to for ventilators and all that kind of stuff to work on getting that some of that stuff going, so I don't know how they're going to do it.
He's ordering parts out of England and that, trying to get them over here to help the machine run a little bit better. And that, and I don't know how long that's going to take to get through customs and everything.
A little problem like this is hard to fix it. I mean, you can't ignore it. Shutting half the country, I think that's the wrong way to go about it.
Know if you've noticed it or not, but the states that shut down, you know, not to get in politics, but they're of one particular party, and the states that are trying to mitigate it while letting the economy continue, relying on, you know, the individual citizens to do their part, they seem to be of another particular affiliation.
I think it has nothing to do with this. This is a problem that we can't ignore, and this is a problem which, you know, when you're in a wartime situation, which we are, so, you know, we've got to get the tooling done, we got to get the masks, we got to get this stuff done. Regardless of what the problem is, we got to fix it. So, I'm not happy about this. Believe me, I'm one of the ones at risk, and one of my friends said, my friend's got two machines he got to buy in North Carolina, and he says, you got to come down and get them. I said, well, you know, if you got to come down again, you got to come down and get them. And he's older. I said, well, you know, what are you going to do?
Agreed with you if it weren't for the media and, you know, those guys up there debating the stimulus package, but I can no longer ignore those things.
The media does not care about us, they care about them. So what you got to understand, what you're hearing is not exactly what's going on. And the thing is, we have to deal with this problem one way or the other. The question is, how much is the problem going to do more damage than the problem originally? So economies aren't like light switches. You just can't shut them off.
My daughter, she was all pro-Bernie Sanders and everything and that, and she was all about all that stuff until all this started happening, and then she started watching and paying attention, and now she's changed her mind. She's a Trump fan now.
What works? And I feel bad. Believe me, I'm scared, because believe me, I'm the one that might not make it through this. But I'm the one to put my life into it. It doesn't matter.
Well, you are pretty much self-quarantined, aren't you?
Here, but I'm still around people that have had the issues and the nurses, but I've got a few things I've got to do, and I got to go out there and do them. Because if it looks like my brother's slowing down so much at work, I'm worried about him losing his job, and if that happens, I'm in real trouble.
Hope everybody stays safe. I'm destinating. I say 7-3 to you, Al, and Ken, and Ed. Man, you guys enjoy your coffee. I'm going to get in here and make a cup real quick. Make a pot there for everybody when they come in. But you guys take care. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Don't know. I probably won't get off about 4:35. But everybody have a good one. Stay safe. KK4NXC. We're going to be clear.
Have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. Enjoy that coffee. I'm fixed to go in and get me a cup of it myself. So I'm going to say 7-3s to everybody on the channel, and wish you a good day. So KM4NAP, I'm going to be clear on y'all's finals.
I hope the everybody has a good day, stay safe, and I'll try to catch you guys this evening on the radio, and I'm going to head in myself. KN4TFW, clear.
Cool contacts on HF yesterday. I never had pickled possum, but I think that's the only way to do it if you're going to do it.